How many ways are there to read a book? Let me count the ways. Yes, indeed. There are so many ways to read a book that it would be impossible to say something like there are five ways to read a book or anything like that. You can read a book like some people have read Chris Brogan and Julian Smith's The Impact Equation. You can read it in a few hours. It's a book that can be read in a few hours. It has, we'll say, 250 pages. It can easily be read in a few hours. I've read reviews of the book by people who say that they have read the book on a single day, and other people who said that they read it over a two-week period. So I know that I could read The Impact Equation in a day. But I could also read The Impact Equation in a year. I remember Stefan Motorcycle Maintenance, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. I have been reading that book for about 3 years. I have it in my bedroom, and every now and again I open it and I carry on from where I left off, and I read, 12, 15, 20 lines of it. And I meditate almost on those lines. In other words, I read it so slowly because I do not ever want that book to end. It is, for me, the perfect bedtime reading. And it's a journey, and it certainly isn't a destination to read the book. So a book can be read on quickly. I read his Dark Materials, that wonderful trilogy, by the man whose name I forget. I read about Lyra and the parallel universes and everything. I read all that in about 4 days once, when I was feeling depressed, and it was a way I found to still my mind and focus on something. So I read the whole of his Dark Materials by Philip Pullman in 4 days, and that was a big read, if you like. Yeah, how long did I take to read War and Peace? Well, it took me about 20 years before I finally, really started to read it. And then at a certain point, I got into it and it galloped along. I don't so much read business books as consume them. My preferred method is to have with me two or three different pens, coloured pens, highlighting pens as well, and to just go to work on the book. I underline things, I write notes in the margin, I write things down like, this reminds me of, A.J. Lehn, or this reminds me of whoever, Ted Rubin, or this reminds me of anybody, doesn't matter. Break from the pack, anything. Books remind me of other books. So that can take, quite a while. So what's the point of this audiobook? The point of this audiobook really is to give myself permission to read the new book by Julian Smith and Chris Brogan, The Impact Equation, in my way, my own individual way. I have an impulse to gobble it all up and consume it quickly so that I can know what everybody else, or what all the other people who have read the book have read. And I'm resisting that impulse. There's no way I'm going to do it. I have read, I think it is 14 pages of the book, I think. And, well, there's a little bit of an introduction which doesn't have page numbers, as it has Roman numerals, if I remember rightly. But I have read about 20 pages of the book, and I've read enough. I don't want to read any more. I want to go back and reread my notes from the first 20 pages of it and dwell on it, and I want to start opening up a bit of a list of practical, useful tips that I have gained from reading it, and some of the tips I have gained from reading the impact equation so far are not from Chris Brogan and Julian Smith. No, they are provoked by them, and I owe them gratitude for them, but they don't come from they're not their ideas. They're my ideas, or they're ideas that I had once and I had forgotten, and they have been brought back into my mind. So I intend to read the impact equation slowly, and I have decided that that's my way, and I don't think I'll have finished it by Christmas. But what I will do is that I'll share a series of audioboos. Hopefully I'd like them to be shorter than this, in which I focus on one or two points, in which I take a point that I read in the book and I see where it takes me when I use it as something, okay, I'm going to borrow a phrase from those guys, when I use it as a flag around which to gather the community of my own ideas and experience and thoughts and whatever. So treating myself as a community, if you like, because I am a community of voices, of memory, reflections, intentions, associations. I mean, I am, as you are, yourself, you are a community of imagination. An individual person is a community of imagination. Imaginings, it's an ecosystem. So that's where I'm at in terms of why I'm going to read the impact equation slowly. Does it mean that the impact of the impact equation will be very slow to have its effect? Does it mean that, by the time I reach the end, I'll be so tired of it, I'll be fed up with the book, and I'll be regretting it? Well, it's pretty obvious that the answer will be no. I'm somebody who has learned my way of reading books. This is not a thought-up response. This is an experienced response. I've learned a certain way of reading books that suits me. And I've also learned that certain ways don't suit me. And I have certainly been influenced by Chris Brogan to review the way in which I read books. And I thank him for that. I thank him for raising the issue about how do we read books. I felt it to be a very personal inquiry. I nearly said interrogation, but the last thing Brogan does is interrogate. So the point is that I felt the question, how do we read books, and do we often flit from one to another, to be very well put. So I'm reading it very slowly. I'm going to release quite quickly some audioboos about it, because they're going to hopefully be useful to some other people who might find it valuable to hear how another human being approaches a topic. I have found it to be incredibly useful to find out how other people think, feel, and act. And I'm just, in that sense, going to make my thoughts about the impact equation freely available. Thank you very much for listening.